So could you also clarify what the difference is between, I think it's a biosimilar and a interchangeable? There are two levels there. Can you explain that?
So the FDA a year ago finalized their guidelines for interchangeability. First and foremost, no biosimilar in the U.S. has yet, and there's not a similar process in Europe, so we don't have that to look at. But there are no biosimilars yet approved in the U.S. that also have interchangeable designation. But there is a guidance for doing that. And the principle is that if you provide additional clinical evidence, and they've actually outlined the design of trials to demonstrate interchangeability that show that switching from a reference biologic to a biosimilar or an alternating back and forth between them results in no change, evident change in safety and efficacy and immunogenicity, then you may be granted this higher level of approval. It has to be approved as a biosimilar, step one, but then you have to provide this additional switching or alternating data in patients to achieve this higher level. Now, that's an added cost to a company that wants to seek this approval. It's yet to be seen, you know, if companies will see a business model or a strategic advantage to doing that. But you can imagine, as you know well, when I was treating patients in upstate New York in the wintertime, half of them went to Florida. And if they started their treatment in New York, they go to Florida. They're going to get cared for by an oncologist or in a health system there that may use nowadays a completely different biologic or biosimilar. And so potentially this could be an advantage if a biosimilar has demonstrated it's an interchangeable product and can be used in that fashion. The other aspect of this, however, which also concerns clinicians in the regulations, in the guidance, is this idea of automatic substitution. And so the guidance, as it reads right now, says if a biosimilar achieves interchangeable biosimilar designation, then a pharmacist gets a prescription, can substitute a reference biologic with a biosimilar that's interchangeable and not notify the clinician, not notify the oncologist or the patient. So it'd be an automatic thing. Now, to get in front of this, of course, many states have developed state substitution rules. I think now close to 40 states have put restrictions on the ability of pharmacists to do automatic substitution without notification. Now, most of them are saying you can substitute, but you've got to let the prescriber know what you've done so that if there are, again, any safety efficacy issues come up, they know what the patient is taking. And I think that's a reasonable stance. All this is hypothetical right now, but it does explain or illustrate how concerned we all are that we not be working blindly, that because these are approved by a different mechanism with less clinical data, we need every ounce of protection on patients. And that starts with transparency and knowing what the patient's being given when we prescribe a biologic.
What about the payers? Have there been situations, or do you anticipate situations where they will only pay for a biosimilar?
I've not seen that play out yet in the Northwest. I can't say that it hasn't happened. It certainly has happened with generics, as you know, that some payers have encouraged the use of generics by saying you'll have no copay or a very small copay if you take the generic and you have to pay the full price if you want the original chemical compound. I think that's going to happen in the biosimilar space, but I have not. I think we're just too early right now. But believe me, the payers are looking at this issue. And of course, we all have the negotiated prices, and the health systems have a say in all this with their preferred agents based on contracts. But I think that's coming down the road, that there will be efforts to drive the use of biosimilars if they come in at a lower price tag than the reference biologic. And hopefully, again, there'll be competition to rein in the total price on these drugs.